And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. And also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776.
We haven't spent much time on that boring baseball game from last night.
No. We did talk fantasy football for a segment. We'll talk college gambling here for a segment in this hour. So I finally read this story about AJ Hinch's bar thing. So basically, he was at the bar in the hotel. Says Tuesday night having some drinks after they lost game one. Some patrons came in and started criticizing the Astros, which caused him to snap. He allegedly yelled and cursed at the fans. According to a witness, the incident turned physical and the cops had to come intervene. Pasadena Police Department said they responded at 10:30 p.m. to help hotel security, quote, keep the peace. They described the incident as involving team management of the Houston Astros. No arrests were made and no report was taken. First off,
be a grown man.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of silly.
Now, if someone's like, I don't know. I mean, first of all, the story doesn't sound like they were even directing things at Hinch. It's just you're in Los Angeles and the Dodgers just won the game.
Yeah, you're probably getting a lot of ha-ha.
But unless they're like throwing a drink on you, you act like you're a grown man with a seven-figure salary, right. And you move on.
And wouldn't hotel security be kind of supposedly looking out for the team staying there, theoretically?
You would think so.
But, yeah, that's just a bad look, man. You got to get up and walk away. I mean, I've been places where people start talking about how much they hate the show and screaming at me and stuff. I just got up and left.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, well. Everybody thinks you've got you've lit the fire under Bregman that's going to make a...
Well, good for him. I mean, now he's, up to 215 for the playoffs? That's his playoff batting average? You're welcome, guys. I'll do it every day if you need me to.
Yeah, you need to do it tomorrow. We'll set something up tomorrow. We can go after him.
I didn't do anything to Alex Bregman. I just...
Oh, yeah, you did. You bet you called him a douche. You did do that.
Because he is a douche.
You compared him to Chandler Parsons.
Because Chandler Parsons is also a douche.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this today. I was talking to Salisbury about it. I think it's pretty amazing that Alex Bregman has gotten as far as he has with that mindset. Like, if you're that mentally weak that you're so concerned about what everybody thinks of you, how do you make it to this level? I mean, he's got to be physically just so gifted. Because otherwise, I just can't picture you making it. Most people with that mindset don't make it.
No.
So it's kind of a credit to him. Your mental weakness is so impressive. I mean, because at least what you're able to do with that mental weakness. I just think, what AJ Hinch did, it's another example. I just think that's something like.
It's immature for a guy that old.
Yeah, Alex Bregman's 21. So him being a douchebag isn't surprising. But AJ Hinch is a grown ass man. I mean, that's a little bit odd. But
yeah, if it's true, and I
which by the way, what if Bill Belichick were in the hotel bar drinking the night before the Super Bowl? Don't you think that'd be a story?
Yeah, that's the other part. And I mean, okay, if you want to have one or two after your loss, okay. I'm a little suspicious of that too. I might do that in my room. I don't know that I'd want to be out in public
with you
after a game like that. So, oh, well, so y'all are believing that story. Well, it's coming from a lot of positive or from credible places. So.
Oh, Texas Tiger says, have you met Kevin Durant? Yep. He falls into the same category, the exact same category. Hmm. He worries way too much about what people think of him. Way too much.
713-780-ESPN. Your buddy Joe Girardi's out of a job.
Yeah, we talked about this. It's not a surprise. And, you know, there were people say, well, he got fired. And I don't think he really got fired. I don't know that this seems like a mutual parting of ways to me. I think we talked about it that I just think Girardi's kind of burnt out being there. you know, and either he doesn't want to manage anymore or he wants to manage somewhere where there's less to deal with. So that's I'm not surprised at it by it at all.
Yeah, although his statement made it sound like they decided not to bring him back. And, you know, it strikes me as maybe he didn't want to do it anymore, but he wanted them to be the bad guys.
Maybe so.
And he didn't want to make it look like I'm walking away from New York. So
he spins it around, makes it look like they're the one ruining this deal.
Three managers from the 8 playoff teams. Gonski.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah. I'd be worried if I were A.J. Hinch getting in fights. You don't win the World Series.
The difference is those other teams, and I don't know why the Nationals fall into this category, because the Nationals are the same thing as the Astros. They're, you know, a lot of promise and haven't really done it yet. But the Yankees and Red Sox have higher expectations than they probably should, realistically.
Yeah, getting one game from a World Series for the Yankees is pretty damn good.
Dude, you're telling... Imagine a world where in baseball, you make the playoffs 4 years out of 8, you win a World Series, and you get fired. It's like, okay. It's just strange.
251 says James Harden doesn't care what you think about him. He'll just send a henchman to kill you.
Yeah,
that's true.
Just not to kill you, just to beat you up, probably.
Yeah. I don't think he killed anybody.
No. There's been no accusations of that.
Yeah. Jay said, you guys mentioned the dude that jumped into the Stroh's pen and it made exactly 0 feet after that.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. I know baseball players aren't like the most athletic of athletes, but there's a lot of them down there in the bullpen, and most of them are big, and you're a drunk fan. You're not going to win that battle, even if you get down there. And he's lucky he didn't take, like, a full-blown ass-whooping.
Yeah. Well, I was glad to see him get arrested. That's just... You know, people can be stupid. There's no question. And I guarantee you somebody in Houston will do something stupid this weekend, too.
Probably so. I
hope not.
Well, the visiting bullpen isn't accessible.
Right.
Which is nice.
Right.
Like, that's not accessible by fans, so that's a good start. But yeah, I don't know. You think we'll have someone run on the field? What's going to happen?
Yes, drunk person running on the field at some point in the game will happen.
Okay,
at some point this weekend. I'm going to say 70% chance of that, because people can be stupid.
Yeah, and people are spending a lot of money to be there. They feel like they can do what they want.
Yep. Mark Berman tweeted out that J.J. Watt is throwing out the first pitch tomorrow. Is he even physically able to throw a baseball?
I don't like that. I don't think that's the case.
Berman's pretty reliable.
Well, maybe it's like a Vince Scully, like it's a...
No, go to the bullpen thing?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of... Everybody's like, oh, that was such a great moment. Like, oh, come on.
I like seeing Vince Scully.
I did too.
No, Vince Scully's the best. I don't care what anybody says.
But
I don't care what your rooting interests are. Yeah, that guy's the best.
No, I've always said he is the best play-by-play guy ever in any sport, and I stand by that, but I thought that was a little silly. Be in Seattle for the Texans game. Any suggestion on bars or restaurants, etc.? I haven't been to Seattle in probably 18 years, so...
I can't tell you much about bars unless you just want to go to a brewery. And I went to a couple breweries there that were nice. There's one called Holy Mountain that's very good. One called Cloudburst that's very good. And Fremont. They're all solid brews. Hmm. Just depends on what part of town you're in. That Cloudburst is basically right by the Pike Place Market. But, yeah, and which isn't too far from the stadiums. I mean, it's a quick Uber drive from the stadium. So, there you go.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Yeah, Lamont asking, how is this possible on one wheel for Berman? For J.J. Watt.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Steven says, I wish the bullpen pitchers would have taken fastballs to him like a firing line. That would have been entertaining. Mean, but true.
That's true.
And Chris says, did you ever think you'd be pausing baseball talk for football talk and not the other way around? Shows how special this year is. Yeah, it is, and... Chris has done a great job so far doing the inning by innings and the final gamers on Sports Map. So if you haven't checked those out during the game, please do. And might be working on something very, very special if this if this goes the Astros' way.
Okay.
So 713-780-ESPN. Maybe start talking a little football here. There's a game tonight. Are you excited?
No. It's going to be such a horrible game. Two really, really bad offensive teams. Yeah. I was looking at, you know what, like when I, it's now the very first thing I do when I start handicapping NFL for the week. I see, I make a list of all the games this week, and I put a, you know, who's put next to them who won last week, who lost last week. And I look at the first games I look at are the buy low, sell high teams. So teams coming off a win versus a team coming off a loss.
Right.
There's only four of them this week, and one of them is Cleveland, who's unbettable to me at this point.
On either side, really.
But Baltimore is one of the other three. Baltimore coming off a loss, Miami coming off of a win. They're interesting to me, probably less interesting than the other two, although one of the other two is San Francisco, which I'm not thrilled about doing, but I'll probably end up doing again. The other one is is Washington against Dallas. Dallas coming off a win, Washington off a loss, and at home getting points. I'll probably be on Washington. If I play tonight, it'll be on Baltimore. I still haven't decided if I'm going to. It's just it's going to be such an ugly game. Yeah. Under is probably a safe play too. I mean, these are two teams that are going to be pretty putrid offensively.
Yeah,
unless Matt Moore is really the answer. And if he is, then maybe we all get surprised.
I think we would all be surprised. What are the chances of Houston tearing up the streets like a lot of fans do when their teams win, if they win the World Series? I hope that's not the case. It wasn't in 95, but I know things have changed a lot since then. I suspect there'll be some kind of trouble. There always is. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me. Just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action at BetDSI. You can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sportsbook, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Well, when you're sitting here ranting about your fantasy hockey team on break, I don't know what that says about us.
I don't want to discuss our picks, but did you make your survival pool pick yet?
I believe I did.
Okay.
I need to double check that. I'll be honest, I'm kind of on fumes right now.
No, you haven't yet. So, there's no check mark by you, make sure
you do. I tried to make a selection, and it wouldn't let me.
Okay.
So now I've made that selection.
Okay.
And it's a selection I feel good about.
There were down to four. I've made my selection. We'll talk about them during the break.
But it won't save it. That's a problem.
Uh-oh. Well,
does it show me as having made it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Now you've got a check mark.
Good.
Congratulations.
I feel so proud to have
you. You're back in the game.
Let's try a phone call. Zach, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Just a quick question on the game tomorrow. What's your over-under on how many home runs are going to be hit?
I'll go 3.5.
Damn it, that was my number. It's going to go 3.5.
Yeah. That's probably about right.
I'd probably go under tomorrow.
Can you believe that's the most home runs hit in extra innings in history of baseball?
Yeah.
Not just like in World Series history, in baseball history. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, boy, the ball was jumping out of there.
Man, was it.
So, it was fun to watch, man. I love home runs. I keep saying, bring the steroid era back. I want steroids, damn it. I want these guys on Winstrol. I want them all puffed up. And I want them to never be able to have sex again when they retire because they use too many steroids. It's not too much to ask, right?
No.
713-780-ESPN. We're going to have Brad Powers on to talk a little college football gambling.
I've got some numbers I want to talk to him about.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was telling you, I got to sit around. You know, I got my prep done early, and I just sat around for the last hour and a half handicapping college football. So I got some plays. I'm excited to run by him.
Apparently, they're supposed to release the JFK assassination file.
Yeah.
Are you curious at all about that?
I am curious about it. I think it's funny that there's people who are like, finally a president's doing something about this and getting this
out. This go back and watch the movie JFK. That's when they said this was going to be released.
Right. They decided 25 years ago that they were going to release this information. It's now. So 25 years has passed. It's time. Donald Trump happens to be president. He didn't make some grand decision to release this. But, yeah, I'm interested in it for sure.
Yeah, well, I've been fascinated by this entire story since I was a kid. I mean, it happened before I was born, but that's all my parents ever talked about when I was growing up was the Kennedy assassination. I love going to Dallas and sitting in the grassy knoll at 3 a.m. And it's just something I've been fascinated by all these theories over the years. And the best one I saw that I found believable was, I can't remember what the hell the name of that show was, but the speculation was that it was one of the guards that actually killed him because he mishandled his gun or something trying to shoot at Lee Harvey Oswald. Mm. And it was the smoking gun. That's what it was called. You should watch that because that is one of the most badass conspiracy theories you'll ever see.
Okay.
And that they covered it up because it was an accident that the FBI guy shot him when he pulled his gun out to try to shoot at whoever was shooting, and he accidentally shot the president. And they were all out drinking the night before, too. So, anyway, Secret Service guy, not FBI. But that's I'm fascinated by this. I'm just kind of curious whether or not it's probably more stuff about where Lee Harvey Oswald was hanging out and things
like
that.
That's my guess.
There's not going to be any – there won't be an actual smoking gun, per se. But, yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, I'm going ahead and playing Ravens -3 tonight.
Okay.
Probably a sucker. I haven't been on them much this year. I will say that. This is a rare occurrence this season anyway.
What are the odds? Houston fan is way too overconfident right now. I don't know. I don't sense that. I think they should be happy. I mean, we talked about this yesterday. Their path to actually winning this thing, you had to split the first two. They did that. And, you know, I thought the Astros could win entering the series, but I didn't think they would. I still think the Dodgers the Dodgers are pretty damn good, too. In fact, I think they're better. If you go player to player, and we did that, I think the Dodgers are a little better team. Doesn't mean the Astros can't win, but I feel better about their chances considering, excuse me, if they'd gone down 0-2, they were dead. I fully believe that. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776.
Did you guys see this new report by Sporting News' Mike McCarthy saying that ESPN is going to be cutting 40 to 60 more positions late November, early December?
John, Michael Rappaport reported that on our show the other day.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
But
yeah, he did.
He said ESPN's about to go through another big round of cuts.
This is crazy. Apparently,
you trust Michael McCarthy or Mike McCarthy and not Michael Rappaport?
I don't know because this one has, I don't know. He said he has a source, but he said this. He says apparently this time it won't matter if you're liked or not. It's not going to be pretty. So
okay,
I hope they get rid of that chick who was the Dodger fan this morning.
So
I don't even know who that was, but she was so annoying.
And he says I see ESPN going down a path where they have less staff and hire more production companies to provide programs and fill airtime.
Boy, they really have become the newspaper business, haven't they?
Yep.
I mean, it is the exact same thing.
It's falling apart.
It's what we did. And it basically, you start farming stuff out. You have no quality anymore. And I get the competition they're kind of dealing with, too, because it's like today when I wanted to watch stuff on the Astros and I tried to watch ESPN and they had crap and I switched over to MLB Network and got better coverage. And it's the same thing. If I want to watch NHL coverage, I'll go to NHL Network or NBA. I'm getting content directed that is more specific and they can get it more in depth and it's better. And so you're trying to compete with all those things. And you're trying to be all those things and you're not doing a very good job of it. And I get the business model, just eject on it, basically. But Ash was saying, bet that's not the only grassy knoll Fred has been on at 3 a.m. Shane Bell. It's pretty funny, though. Jay's asking, can you ask RJ about lines for Penn State and Ohio State next week? And we'll talk to Brad about that. RJ really doesn't do college football. That's why we have Brad on Thursdays. So, all right, let's see if Raheel has a little more energy this time.
Hey, guys, a lot more energy this time.
Are you just going to read from a script? Or are you going to talk to us?
No, that was just me. Those were my original thoughts, AJ.
No, that was scripted, and it sucked.
Dude, it's crazy right now. It's just so awesome here. There's people, like, ever since we've been here, since 4 o'clock, people haven't stopped coming in buying Astros gear. The energy is incredible. I'm like, that's not on the screen. I'm being serious. This is one of the cool things, seeing everyone come in here in Academy Sports and Outdoors. They're helping you earn history right here with all the World Series apparel. The celebration continues at Academy Sports and Outdoors with all the Astros gear you need to show your true team colors. From the first pitch to the final out, Academy has you covered on all your official Houston Astros World Series apparel, and they're restocking every single day. So whether you're lucky enough to get to a game or like me, I'm not going to be at the game, Fred and AJ, but I'm still going to pick up my gear right here at Academy. And I'm here until 6 o'clock. Come by, say hi to me, and then we're giving away gift cards right here off of the Southwest Freeway in Kirby. Come by, say hi, get your gear here. It's Academy Sports and Outdoors, the official sporting goods retailer of the Houston Astros, and make sure you go to academy.com.
Why aren't you going to a game?
How's that for you, AJ?
Why aren't you going to a game, Raheel?
Because Barry Warner took the credential.
Oh, that is so garbage. But you
it's
got
a
money.
Lifetime achievement award.
You got money. You can go to the game.
I'm not making HBO money yet.
They told me when I was in negotiations, they were like, we'd love to pay you more, but Raheel got quite a bit more than he should.
Hey, that's funny. They told me the same thing. I was like, hey, I want more. And they said, well, AJ took all the money.
I took a 100% pay cut to be here, Raheel. I'm a team guy.
You're a better man than I am.
That's right. All right, man. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, guys, thank you so much.
All right, I'm going to tell you before, and we got college football talk coming up next. I can't wait for that segment. Listen, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area with the custom style and quality that you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can renovate your faded pool deck or grayed out patio or outdated driveway with a Carvestone overlay. And what Carvestone does is it gives you the look and feel of real stone, which is awesome. Without the real stone price tag, which is not awesome. It's trowel hand carved, custom colored for your home, so it looks perfect, twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If you got a blank slate in the backyard, they'll build it from the ground up. If you want to just do a functional concrete patio, they'll do that. Or you want to go big boy with an outdoor kitchen and a patio cover, they'll do it all, and they can help you with residential and commercial. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Guys, save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. It's not worth it when you can get a Carvestone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Stop by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery online at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. It's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, and time for one of my favorite segments of the week. Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. Talk a little college football gambling. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Brad, how's it going, man?
It's going well. How are you doing on this fine Thursday evening?
Doing awesome. I'm just glad to get to some football talk instead of all this World Series stuff that we got going on down here. So.
Hey, amen to that. I'm right there with you. I didn't even know who won until this morning. I'm all college football first and foremost.
Well, I know my partner in crime here has a bunch of games he wants to get to with you, so I'm going to allow him to do it.
Yeah, I've been putting in some work on handicapping and thought I'd throw some of these by you and see if you've got the same feel that I do, and maybe you'll deflate my bubble on some. But last week I was high on Baylor. I think Baylor is desperate for a win, and they didn't get it last week, but they covered. And Texas has a quarterback in concussion protocol. I think Baylor is a nice option once again this week, and I got him at 9, and I'm almost considering giving Baylor a little bit of money line love on Texas, because that seems like the kind of thing that Texas would do right now is lose to Baylor. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I think at the current 9 number, I think you're definitely in the right side of things there. Obviously, Baylor has not shown any give up. They could have given up last week when they're down 38-13. They rally, almost forced overtime in the final seconds there. And I got to wonder how much gas Texas has left in the tank here after back-to-back to-the-wire games against two of their biggest rivals, Oklahoma State. So I think just from a tired aspect, the fact that the Ellinger's banged up for them, I think you're definitely on the sharper side of things, especially with the line climbing a little bit here.
All right, here's another one for you. North Carolina State catching 7.5 at home against Notre Dame, and Notre Dame coming off of a huge rivalry game, an emotional win against USC. I like North Carolina State quite a bit here. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. NC State's top play of the week material for me. Love in comparison to last week's game. It's the complete opposite. Notre Dame was in a great situational spot playing a banged-up USC team last week. Now they're high on the rival. And if you've been watching Notre Dame football last 20, 25 years, as soon as they start getting some pats on the back, as soon as the media starts talking them up, it's time to run the other way, and I'm going to run the other way against an NC State team that's won 6 straight games. By the way, they're coming off a bye in this one, and I also like the matchup. They got a top 10 rushing defense in the country, and their quarterback hasn't thrown an interception. You watch the win. It's by running the football and forcing turnovers. Well, NC State stops the run and doesn't turn it over. I like NC State plus the points, probably sprinkle in a little bit of money line. Would not be shocked if they didn't pull the outright upset.
All right, here's another one where I'm looking at a little bit of money line. Northwestern plus 2.5 hosting Michigan State. Michigan State's been eking by a bunch of teams. And, you know, Michigan State's a solid team. I don't think they're spectacular. But I look at this spot and I see Michigan State. There are 2 games after this, Ohio State and Penn State. It seems like this is a good spot play for Northwestern.
Yeah, great minds think alike. I definitely think you're on the right side here. Michigan State also off a very fortunate cover where Indiana just allows them to score the touchdown with about a minute and a half left in that game so they can get the ball back. Thank you very much. I'll take that because I actually leaned with Michigan State last week. You look at them as an away favorite. They're 0-7 against the number the last 3 years. You're exactly right. Off of back-to-back physical close games for them, I think it's a good spot to be on. Northwestern, who should be playing a little bit of confident after getting an overtime win against Iowa last week at home. You have definitely Northwestern plus the points. The fact that it's under a field goal, go ahead and money line that one. Also, lean with the under in that one. I know it's one of the lowest totals on the board, but I don't expect too many points to be scored in that one.
Here's one, and I'm not sure if you'll feel the same way about me. I like Arizona. I think Arizona's quietly flown under the radar as a pretty good team out there. And they're catching 3 points against Washington State, who has not looked the same the last few weeks. And I think now that they're, you know, out of contention realistically, maybe I'm starting to look like they were a little bit inflated to begin with. Arizona getting 3 at home. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm on the opposite side. Here's one where I actually like Washington State. Now, 2 weeks ago, they got their teeth kicked in, you know, losing to DeKalb on the road 37-3, mainly because they had 7 turnovers in the game. Last week, I saw what I needed to see. They go at home, they beat Colorado 28-0, they immediate bounce back for them there. And look, Khalil Tate's looked good for Arizona. In fact, he's looked great. He's averaging 230 rushing yards per game in his 3 starts the last 3 weeks, but they really haven't played that good of a defense. And believe it or not, I mean, Washington State's pretty good rushing defense so far, only allowing 120 yards per game. They have a much better defense here. I'm leaning Washington State, but I'll also be honest with you, my preferred play is the over. Washington State put 69 on Arizona last year. That offense has been wanting to get going here after the last couple weeks. And I also think with Khalil Tate at quarterback, Arizona's offense has been humming. Over 64.5 is my preferred selection in that one.
I've got an over to ask you about, and it is a big, big number. But just looking at these two teams, I don't see what's going to keep them from getting there. Mizzou at Connecticut, the number's now at 78, and I think it opened at like 70 and has bounced up to 78. Both these teams have just been scoring machines, horrible defenses. What are your thoughts on that one?
Yeah, I'd hate to play on it now knowing I could have gotten a touchdown better. Obviously, if there's one thing to look at, if Missouri has an opportunity, and this is moving forward not only this year but next year, if there's one thing I've learned with them against non-Power 5 teams, their head coach Barry Odom, if he's there, he's not afraid to put it on someone. We saw that last week, 68 points scored against Idaho. Connecticut defensively, coming off a lower scoring game against Tulsa last week, that's probably giving you some slight value towards the over there. I definitely think the over is the right side here, but I'll be honest with you, in the course of a season, I might only play maybe one or two over 78s in my entire college football season. It's just not a personal handicapping philosophy for me to be playing it, especially after such a big line move.
All right, I got a number that I'm waiting for. I'm asking you if you think I'm going to get it. I'm waiting for 21 with North Carolina, which feels awful to be waiting for a number with North Carolina against Miami, but 21 feels really good for me if I can get that against Miami. I'm seeing 20.5 now. You think I get that extra half point?
I think you're going to get it. Looks like the public saw Miami. The Sharps have not been on North Carolina too much as of late, and why the heck not? They're the most banged-up team, but I like that play that you have there. Number one, Miami's got bigger fish to fry on deck, and Virginia Tech and Notre Dame both at home. I think Miami's severely overrated. And if you don't cash a ticket going against Miami this week, I'm telling you, you're going to cash a ticket going against them the next 2 weeks. I think Virginia Tech and Notre Dame both beat them outright, even though the games are played in Miami. It's tough for me back in North Carolina because, I mean, they just don't have very many players left. But, yeah, I think you're going to see a 21. And I probably myself will have a small bet on the Tar Heels plus 21. That's way above what my have power rated for the game.
All right, I have one I want to ask about, and I know you do a great job with the computer. You put what the computer says versus the line. And one of the games that I already liked, and I'm kind of curious. I know that hasn't been as successful this year as it was last year, but is there a correlation between how far the line is off? Because there's one, for instance, that is 7 points off. Is there a percentage where that's more accurate than, say, one that's 4 points off?
You know, that's a great call. I don't have too many sevens in the marketplace, maybe 5 to 7 a year. I'll have to go back to last year and see what that record was. Sometimes I would maybe an injury that's impacting it. With the New Mexico-Wyoming game this year, this week, I should say, there's no injuries. I just don't understand the line move. I think Wyoming should be favored and they're a home dog. So that is probably one of my stronger computer plays of the season. You're right, it hasn't done as well, but I'll use a long-term trend over, you know, an 8-9 week sample size and say Wyoming plus the points is one of my favorite plays of the week.
Tell me what the smarter play is here. I'm looking at the Tennessee-Kentucky line. I know Tennessee's sampling around with a new quarterback. They've got a lot of injuries. They now have suspended the running back, who is basically their entire offense, and John Kelly. Is the under the right play, under 46, or is Kentucky minus 3.5 the right play?
I'm going to go with the under. I don't see how Tennessee scores. They haven't been able to score with Kelly in at running back. I also am not a huge fan of Kentucky this year. I think their resume is severely overrated. Won a bunch of several close games. I know they lost a close one to Florida, but they were hit and miss even in non-conference action, some phony finals there. I can't talk myself into a Tennessee ticket. They haven't covered a game all year. Obviously, their head coach, Butch Jones, on the chopping block. I really don't want anything to do with either team, so I if I'm going to bet that game, I would say the under is the correct call.
Does Oklahoma feel like a team that shouldn't be giving up 20 points right now, especially to a Texas Tech team that seems pretty solid?
Yeah, with that defense at Oklahoma, I mean, outside of the Ohio State game, that defense has been well below average. So, yeah, I definitely think, and especially with Texas Tech coming off of what I perceive to be very poor performances in the last 5 quarters when it comes to their offense. Yeah, 20.5, that's way too much to lay. Texas Tech plus the points is the play there.
Well, you've given me a lot of confidence here. only one disagreement, I'll take that.
Well, I appreciate it. And again, like I said, great minds think alike.
Real quickly, we haven't talked about Ohio State, Penn State.
Probably, I completely forgot.
Yeah, probably the biggest game on the docket. Do you have any insight into that one? Obviously, inside a touchdown for Ohio State. What are your thoughts there?
You know what? I will just blindly play on Urban Meyer with rest. I think he's the greatest coach in the history of college football with extra rest. In his entire career, and we're talking season openers, byes, bowl games, 47-4 straight up. And for our purposes, 36-12-1 against the number, a lifetime record of 75% with a 50-game sample size and four different schools he's coached at. That's pretty good. Give me the Buckeyes in a great situational spot.
Nice. Great stuff as always, Brad. I mean, I love this segment. We get I feel much better about my plays this week, too. So
that's good. Best of luck to both of us this upcoming weekend.
All right. That's Brad Powers, lead college football analyst for pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. Joins us every Thursday at 5:30. Brad, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. We're going to take a break. By the way, we're at Revelry on Richmond tomorrow. Get your butts out there to see us. Actually, it's like all day, right, John?
Yep, starting at 9.
Wow.
Look at that.
I like that because I'll actually be able to get home in time for the game from there. That's been the hardest part is like jetting from here to get home and then have to put the first inning up. Because I like always get there right as it's ending. So,
by the way, if you don't like Joe Buck, just turn your radio on to 97.5 or 94.1.
I agree.
Are they going to be synced up, though?
It should be.
One of them will be. God, I was standing outside talking to my neighbors last night, and I am on DirecTV, and they're on like a basically traditional old school antenna type thing. I was like 20 seconds behind them. So I had to quit listening to them.
Yeah, I would too. I don't like that.
All right, quick break. It's a blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. I refuse to say we in this read. One more series until the local guys are the champs. Do you want to go to a game?
We are the champions.
We're picking a winner to see a game downtown and cheer on the home team. Just write our sister station's number, 94.1 FM, on your car or truck window and go about your normal day. Then we'll send the secret window counter around town. And once they get to the 94th car with 94.1 FM on their window, we're awarding the winner a pair of tickets. Make sure you write it big and bright. Orange would be a nice touch. Courtesy of the all-new Sports Map, 94.1 FM. Ravens and Dolphins coverage tonight at 7 p.m. And, man, I'm so pissed because this was going to be my one night to actually go out and do something. We're not going to have to worry about doing Astro stuff and working on Sports Map or anything. I was just going to unplug. And now I'm kind of like, I'm going to last about 2 hours after the show.
Yeah. Tonight.
I can tell you. But I'm gonna try. I'm going to go out to steak night at one of my local places and have a few drinks and hopefully get a second wind. If not, oh well. And we'll be at Revelry on Richmond tomorrow, so come out and see us. That's a cool place. I'm going to give away, you know what, because we love the people.
You're going to give away one of your shoes.
Let me give them both away to a homeless guy. They're getting kind of chewed up. We're going to give away some WWE Survivor Series tickets. How about this? Four nights in a row. How about that? Four nights in a row of wrestling. WWE Survivor Series comes to Houston for the first time. You'll win with four consecutive nights of WWE action. You'll win a pair of tickets to SmackDown Live at the Toyota Center Tuesday, November 21st. Tickets are still available for purchase. Just log on to HoustonToyotaCenter.com and get you some. Caller 15. I thought that was a burp. That was some kind of pull on you.
I think my headphones hit the microphone. Mm. No, I'm on day two with no burping.
I don't know what that says about you, AJ.
I didn't drink last night.
Oh, it's probably what it is.
Which I took a day off from drinking for the first time in a while.
Hmm. Yeah, you could have gotten a lot of drinks last night.
I could have.
Yeah, if you went to a hay merchant.
Yeah, but I.
Yeah,
I
or Fuego's.
I think I chose poorly my night to go out and watch a game. Mm. Game one, not nearly as exciting as game two.
No.
But that's okay.
But yeah, I'm gonna go out tonight and watch the football a little bit and. Don't your Dynamo play tonight, John? Aren't they in the playoffs tonight?
I have no idea.
Against Sporting KC?
We're talking about sports here, Fred.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry. Yeah, but hey, soccer matters, man.
It does.
All right, let's do this.
It just doesn't matter as much as football or the World Series.
Well, that's true. That's true. Even bad football, like. I was talking to somebody about this today. What do you think will have better ratings, the World Series Sunday night, or locally it'll be the World Series, or the NFL?
On Sunday night?
Yep.
Which is, what's the game Sunday night? Is that the... Is it Pittsburgh-Detroit?
I believe that is correct. Yeah, it's Pittsburgh-Detroit.
I think it'll be the World Series.
And I'm going to go with NFL, but I think it's going to be close.
You know, the Walking Dead beat both of those last week.
That's not surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not surprising.
Still has a lot of people viewing.
It does. Like my stupid ass. Yoga Master says, why don't you guys like Joe Buck? I like Joe Buck just fine. There's a lot of people saying Joe Buck is like totally slanted to the Dodgers and he was totally slanted to the Yankees. I don't think that's the case.
I just don't find him very entertaining or... I just don't enjoy his work. It has nothing to do with that. And I like him better on baseball than I do on football, but I don't really like him on either one.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is that with play-by-play guys, there's very few guys I like.
Yeah.
I love Tirico. I think he's fantastic. You know, I think Nance is good, although he's been doing it a while. And after a while, I think these guys tend to check out a little bit. Vin Scully was, to me, the best there ever was. And, you know, but for the most part, not something I'm all that interested in is who's doing the play-by-play. If I notice you, it's probably because you're bad.
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, Yoga Master, kind of hot. We got a hot listener.
What's that?
Yoga Master's kind of hot. It's a hot listener alert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't get that one.
Yeah. No, you didn't. That's on purpose.
Well, there you go.
She blocked you long ago, I bet.
Okay. Fine, you win. Somebody said Gus Johnson. Gus Johnson's the worst.
I'm not, yeah. That bothers me. That distracts me from the game.
Yeah, and it's, I don't want that. I just want you to tell me what's going on in case I'm standing in the other room.
He didn't know how to say Tyrann Mathieu's name. I think he called him Tyrann Mathieu or something like that.
Mathieu. That's good.
All right, now,
close enough.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, there are people who are kind of stupid. I think we can agree on that. I
think you're talking about me.
No.
Okay.
No. But we go to the Ukraine, where a very large-breasted fitness fanatic named Elena Ivanikaya.
Okay. Why would you? The first way you describe her is large chested.
Well, that's how they describe her.
Oh, okay.
She decided to get a tattoo. And she wanted an image of an Egyptian god.
Okay.
She named her cat Sphinx and decided that she was going to get the tattoo on the cat.
Don't do that.
No. And the photos appear online, apparently. Police are now involved. If we establish that the animal was tortured, we will open a criminal case. The cat's owner thought it would be fun to give her pet cat a tattoo. Unfortunately, the cat spent the worst hours of his life. It is impossible to even look at these photos. You can't just can't torture those who are weaker than you. It's not a toy. It's a living being. She did not put a tattoo on her chest. So
my dog has the tattoo from where she was fixed.
Yeah, that's fine. But this is like a full tattoo of a sphinx across the cat's chest.
It's not a cat. Those things don't look like cats.
Well, no, that is a cat.
I know, but it doesn't look like a, you know.
It looks
like
it's a bald cat.
Yeah, so it's not a cat.
Stop.
Wait, I'm a bald dude. Am I not still a dude?
I mean, you have hair other places.
What about you? You don't.
I do have. I have hair other places.
Where do you have hair?
You know, in the little jong area.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot?
No, not a lot. But there's hair there.
Do you have to groom it?
I don't. Not really.
So it's just, it doesn't grow enough that you feel like it's ever out of control?
Yeah, yeah.
What about your armpits?
No, no hair there.
Man. Your legs?
A little bit.
Very minimal, though,
yeah,
huh?
Very minimal.
And you have a little bit on your eyebrows.
Yeah.
But you've got like a full man bush down there, huh?
Not a full man bush, but yeah.
Let's compare bushes during the break.
Okay.
Let's see. You want in on this?
I shave.
You shave?
Yeah.
Like with a blade?
With a razor, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
AJ, are you in the middle?
I'm in the middle, okay. Yeah. I have a trimmer. I have a trimmer that because I'm scared to shave with a blade. Especially my balls.
That's why I use Harry's.
Yeah.
But I don't have a read for them today.
Yeah, I'm not trusting that on my...
I'm very careful.
On my satchel.
I've never had a problem.
What do you do? Like, do you stretch it out and then...
I'm not going to get into all that, but yeah.
Kinda. Wow. Let's all compare during this next break.
No, let's not. Let's not.
Okay.
What is this? This is the Beth influence on you. Regardless, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
I'm curious now.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So, I get, as always, around this time, we get emails from StubHub. Hey, would you like to have a StubHub expert on to talk about ticket prices and things like that? And I don't. That's always boring radio to me. But here's an interesting deal on the Game 3. Demand for the World Series is up 18% over last year, which that's surprising to me because the Cubs were in it last year for the first time ever, and I would have figured that's high demand. The average ticket price for Game 3 is $1,282, 63% less than Game 3 last year. And Game 3, and then I thought, well, maybe Game 3 last year was in Cleveland, but it was in Chicago, wasn't it? Or no, it was in Cleveland, not Chicago, Cleveland. Right? I would think if it was in Chicago, I could see the number being really high. But Cleveland, I would have. That surprises me.
Long time for them too, though.
That's true. But yeah, average ticket $1,282. That's why I've decided I'm not going to a game.
If they get down 3-1, you'd probably get cheap tickets Sunday.
You might be able to.
If you want to go to a game, that's what you kind of have to root for.
Oh, what do I have here, John? Thank you. Dirt free carpet cleaning. Listen, you may have people over tomorrow night to watch the baseball game. I mean, because if you're like me, you didn't get tickets, you're going to want to watch, hang out with your boys, but you don't want to have dirty floors. That would be sad. It's a great time to get your carpets, your tile floors cleaned with dirt free carpet cleaning. Get the fall special for a limited time only. Dirt free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. Don't miss out, guys. The other guys, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Call Dirt Free Carpet, 281 Dirt Free, and go toxic chemical free with Dirt Free. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts with the best technology in the game. 281 Dirt Free, tell them you heard here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free and throw in that free speed dry with any purchase. It's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.